All right, I am in my vehicle, headed home now after a full day of drinking, probably more than most of you motherfuckers can handle. And I am here just chilling with my Uber driver. What's your name?
That's James.
James, how's your day going, man?
Hey, it's doing wonderful. All right. I couldn't ask for a better day.
Awesome. Well, man, we're just going cold turkey. I mean, we're just jumping into this. I mean, you told me that you had been on a podcast before. So what kind of podcast have you been on?
You ever heard of Scrubs?
Scrubs?
Yeah.
I've heard of Scrubs.
The TV show?
Yep.
Okay. So they've got fake doctors and real friends podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make it on the show, but I got to talk to them.
Okay.
They didn't make the cut on me for the recording, but I did get to talk to them on their podcast.
Nice. And how did that go for you?
Oh, man, it was awesome just to get to talk to them, because that was like my show, like, growing up.
Okay.
And, man, it was like kind of like a dream come true to talk to those guys.
Yeah, what brought you to that?
To the show?
Yeah,
man. You know, I don't know. I was just watching it. I think I was, it came out in, what, 98 or 99? Mm-hmm. I think I was like a senior in college, and I think I just caught it on a study break one night, and we just ran with it. And then it came back on Netflix, and me and my wife have watched every single episode from beginning to end again.
Yeah. What is it you enjoyed about it? I mean, comedy, right?
Oh, it's comedy, man. So, like, it's great because the guys, like, still to this day, it is considered the most accurate medical show there is. You know,
really?
Like, there's Grey's Anatomy, and there's fucking
yeah,
ER.
Definitely not very accurate.
No, not very accurate. So,
which is funny because I am a fan of Grey's Anatomy.
Right. So, fucking JD, who plays the main character, he plays the role of the real JD John Dorian, who is a head of the COVID unit in Atlanta, Georgia hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so he's a real character. And Elliot, you know, the girl doctor, she is JD's real wife. Well, you know, Elliot is the real wife's name. So they're based off of real characters.
Real? Oh, yeah. Man, that definitely gives a different perspective.
Oh, absolutely. And, man, you know, just the way they mix the comedy in with, like, real-life scenarios of, like, dealing with death as doctors and life and love and romance and marriage, you know, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, if you can't find the humor at times, you're going to want to commit suicide.
Oh, absolutely. You have to. If you don't have that laughter in your life, man, you will go crazy.
Yeah, for sure. If you're not laughing, people, start now.
Start laughing. Yes.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
You know? You got to find the joy in life. You know, whatever it is, you got to find that joy because you got to have a reason to live.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. So what brought you to doing Uber and Lyft?
And I got three girls.
Oh, wow.
I got my oldest one is a freshman at Baylor University.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I started this gig. Oh, what am I doing? 4 years now, I guess, driving. And so I started out as just kind of having spending money, and then it turned into, like, you know what? Let me start saving money for her.
Yeah.
And, like,
looking out for your kids, that's good. Yeah.
I mean, making money for whatever the reason, you know?
Yeah.
Going out, going on vacation, or it's giving her money while she can spend at school.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, you know, like my penny jar.
Yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with spoiled kids.
No.
nothing wrong with that.
But you know? I tell you what, my oldest daughter, man, she's 18.
Uh-huh.
She's been driving, obviously, since she was 15.
Yeah.
I have put gas in her car 2 times.
Oh, wow.
She has paid for all of her own gas, her own car insurance. She sells stuff. She'll go to Goodwill and buy T-shirts, man, and she will, for like $2, and turn around and, like, distress them. You know, like, girls like that stuff now. They're like crop top and whatever, and she'll distress them and sell them.
She's
for like
business
$7.
Like, hey,
oh yeah,
dude, you're pulling on my heartstrings, man. Damn. I am like a business, like, guy through and through. That is what I do.
So, yeah.
And I do this podcast with my cousin Tyler, and he is working so much. So this is my mini podcast for sure. I've been doing this, like, I think this is my third one, but he's just COVID has turned his work into, like, basically lives at work because he works for a packaging company.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, all he does is work right now, and hopefully once he comes up to air, we can get back on our grind.
Yeah.
And I mean, we definitely will, guys. We'll be back, we promise. So I'm just keeping things going as you know, he's working his tail off. He said stop buying packages. So if people stop buying packages, yeah, that's not gonna happen. Definitely not. It's really interesting because, like, this whole COVID situation has brought around the elderly to where, like, oh, I can't go out. Oh, what? I can get packages delivered? I can get all my food delivered? Oh, you'll deliver my medicine? Yeah, all that. You don't have to go anywhere.
Nope.
There is no need for you to go anywhere. Okay? So, we all know it's very similar to the flu. But you just stay home. If you don't want to die, you stay home. If you're elderly, you stay home.
Just stay
you
home.
Don't bring your grandchildren around you because, like, they can have it and, you know, you know don't what? Even know it.
That's right.
And that's just like the flu, you know. It's just like the flu. So I'm big into statistics. And I've been following on Google the death toll.
Yeah.
And because they stopped talking about the death toll and now focused on the cases. And I wish they got my brother interested, and he was looking at the statistics. And I mean, feel free to fact check this, people, but every year the death toll goes up 1%.
Right.
This year is no different.
No different.
But you know what? It's okay. It's okay that we're wearing masks. It's okay. You know, it protects people. You know, I mean, like I said before we got on the podcast, there has been a lot less, you know, murders and kids committing crimes in school because the kids are able to stay home. There's nothing wrong. More parents should be just teaching their kids at home, you know, because our school system is failing us. If there is, like, what? I don't even know the number, but it's ridiculous how many, like, mass shootings are committed every single year.
And that's none, like, today. None this year.
None this year. Yeah, but at the beginning of the year. Yeah. I think there was still some, at the beginning of the year. You can look at it, but, like, you know, it doesn't matter, like, who the president is. It's gotten worse and worse, you know. And that's our lifeblood, is our children, you know. They're our future.
They are.
And they are being put in a position where they feel the only way to teach lessons to children is to commit murder. And that's not the way it should be. That's not, the school should not be the hood.
No school should be an inner city gang hood situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But we've created that out of our own actions. I mean, we're a product of our own mistakes, our own desires. I mean, it's the way things have happened because of history. You know, you do something, and you see the ripple effects of it. You know, it's the littlest thing. You know, that's why, I mean, like, if you can just slow down our, I mean, gosh, in this age of, like, social media and everything, like, man, I was sitting at the bar not having my cell phone charging, and I was fidgeting and freaking the fuck out, and I just had to calm down. I just had to, was like, I don't need my cell phone. I can live my life without my cell phone.
You know, I tell myself sometimes I want to go back to a flip phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you shut it off.
And there's no texting. There's no.
Yeah.
There's no.
Ooh, I like that.
ESPN. There's no.
Yeah.
Twitter.
When it's closed, it's fucking closed.
It's closed.
Yeah.
It's all closed. You're getting is a phone call.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. I agree with you, man. It's sometimes, like, you forget your phone at home, and you're like, you know what? It's okay. because I'm still going to go home. And well, you may not have gotten an Uber ride tonight, but
yeah. But you know what? My phone was charging, and I knew that I could get a Uber ride, you know? I mean, I knew it would probably be a little bit of a struggle the further on in the evening. I know up in Toledo, where my properties are that I rent out, definitely in the evening, it's practically impossible to get a ride anywhere. And then food being delivered. I mean, anybody that's doing Uber Eats in the evening, oh my gosh, I made like a good 60, I don't know, 50, 60 bucks in just a couple, 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, and the people that make a career out of Uber Eats and Lyft, I mean, you know it. I mean, what's the most you've made in 1 week? Do you have a number?
1 week. I do it part-time. So,
yeah, that's still, that's
so
good.
So, part-time.
Part-time. How many hours?
I'd say 20 hours.
20 hours.
And I probably made $450.
There you go. That's over 20 bucks an hour.
Yep. And just imagine if you did that full time.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Anybody that has a driver's license can do it.
Anybody's got a driver's
license. And it's so funny when it first had, like, kickbacks, like, they're not being screened properly. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
They're going through the same screening, and they're creating a rivalry, and they're basically holding the taxi community responsible for the actions it's committed. Because, I mean, you get in a taxi, they're not very clean, you know, they're not well kept. I mean, goodness, you get an Uber, you have a rating, you've seen comments on how good there is. I mean, I will, if somebody has a 500 and I don't want to deal with a new person, I cancel it and wait for somebody more experienced. I mean, you know, it's an opportunity anybody has. But you know what? That person that didn't get that ride is going to get another one. You know, it doesn't matter. I know, I was like, my friend right now is doing, here we are talking about business. I can't help but talk about business. Is doing a DoorDash.
Yeah.
And so, like, she's getting a lot of, like, I was told you can make 25 bucks an hour up in Toledo. Like, the guy, but he's experienced and, like, he's making it really easily. Like, but, like, their system, like, I don't know, my friend's getting stuck with a lot of $4 trips. I don't know how that works. I've never even tried it, but like, it seems like you don't even get your tips. You just get like a certain amount every trip you take.
Yeah.
So like, you're not even getting the tips. So, which I think a lot of people don't even realize that, which, I mean, that's okay. But the people need to know, like, that the person isn't getting the tips, because we come from a culture of like, when you tip somebody, it goes directly to the person that delivers your food.
So you think the restaurants are getting the tip?
DoorDash gets the tips. But then they're still like making it fair for everybody is what they're trying to do. But then, I mean, like, you know, I give them props for that, because like, you're gonna start, then maybe you're gonna get frustrated,
right?
And if you're not dedicated enough to it, then you're not gonna make good money because you didn't push through for a couple weeks and learn it. You know, you get all these people, I'm like pushing, my friends like, all right, just get on YouTube, watch some videos, like, you can learn about it. Like, this isn't just something you turn on your cell phone, like, oh, what, I only made $5 in 1 hour?
Right.
You tried it for 1 hour.
Right. That's the same with Uber. You go, sometimes you can have a bad night with Uber.
I mean, it happens.
It happens,
but look how much money that you made.
Yep.
All right. Look at all the tax write-offs.
Yep.
Your cell phone is written off. Your car insurance.
Yep.
You know, our tax system is very fucked up. Take advantage of it.
My car is rolling profit.
I'll tell you right now, taxes should be just on goods and services. There's no need for it to be on how much money you make.
No.
We could do it on goods and services.
Goods and services.
A set amount, you know, and we'd be fine. But they've created so complicated that, like, now we're so reliant on it. All these people have jobs because of the system that has, like, made so much work. We've complicated our lives.
Yeah.
So,
you know, some states you don't even have tax on food.
Yep. some, well, I think up in some states, I know of, like, clothing.
Yeah.
No tax on clothing.
No tax on clothing.
I definitely, with restaurants, I know every time I go get pizza in Toledo,
yeah,
no tax on my pizza.
Wow.
So I don't know. I just know that I eat a lot of pizza. Oh my gosh, I probably should make. Yep, we're still recording. All right. Well, I'm gonna wrap this up before I'm nervous that it stops recording or something. But it's been going pretty strong. So appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Hey, and thanks a lot for having me on.
Yeah, I would love to have you again sometime.
Absolutely.
So I mean, you're gonna be obligated to give me your phone number,
and I am going to listen to this podcast
because you're on it.
I'm on it.
Tell all your friends.
I'll tell them all. All right, scripted banner.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you coming on, man.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.